Good evening and welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Firstly, I'm here to tell you that the one who comes to you will be here next time.
Thank you.
I'm also have with me someone named Joseph, who had a very deep-seated, depressive nature. I feel that the lady, the one you call Serena, should be aware of this name. It feels like he would have been around a grandfatherly age.
I can't place that. Was he known as Joseph, or was that his?
That is his proper name, but I believe that some people would have known him as something like a Joe. But it is around in your grandfather's time.
Ah, I didn't know my grandfather, either of them.
So that is difficult. Will you please accept the name?
Yes.
And give out some love to them?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Could that have been my grandfather? I don't know his name.
If not your grandfather, then someone very close, like a brother or someone that close to him. But I do feel it probably is your grandfather.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Your family very split.
Yes.
There are many people around you who give you love.
That's nice to know, thank you.
Even although you may not be completely aware of them. Yes. Your light shines bright.
Thank you.
You have the most inquisitive of minds.
Very true.
Yes, from a small child. Yes. Yes. We feel some slight regret with you that something you have not achieved in this lifetime yet. You can focus your mind on whatever you wish to do.
Okay.
Yes. You would make a very good teacher.
That's something I would have avoided.
Yet you would be very good. Please accept what they give you.
I will, and I know there's more ways to teach than standing in front of a classroom. So,
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sure who I'm with this time. Someone's been saying, we'll ask Sally Met.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask Sally Met.
Mm.
Have anyone... Has anyone said that?
I quite often do, and then when I'm here I forget. I forget what I was going to ask.
Mm.
I think we all say that sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we've usually got a question brewing.
I did have one question I was going to ask about people who get voices in their heads, and they're sure that they are doing the right thing, whereas maybe they're not. And I just wondered why, if these voices in the heads are really actually quite real, or if it's some problem, medical problem they've got. That is always a possibility, and it should be taken seriously, because not all voices, I presume you mean from spirit, but not all voices are from spirit. Remember, you have a brain of your own in the physical body.
Yes.
Mm.
So you have to judge for yourselves whether these voices are from spirit or from your own inner thinking.
Yes.
Mm.
Is this what you mean?
Yes, I was just... I mean, I've never experienced it myself, but there are people who, say they're being led by the voices in their head. So I just wonder if that was...
There are, of course, physical problems with this also. It is, as I said, not always down to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
No. But usually there are other signs if it is a physical problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I believe you have a condition called a schizophrenia.
Yes.
Yes. That is one example of voices that are not coming from spirit.
Yes.
Mm.
So, yes, you must always be aware of these kind of things.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And you will find that many mediums and people of sensitivity at some time question what they hear, even when they are inclined to be listening to us, they still have doubts. But I do not think that is a bad thing to do, to question.
Mm-hmm.
because it's very easy to, I think, that there are plenty of people who claim to be Jesus, that they can't all be right.
Exactly.
There's a lot that are being misled, and presumably.
And it would never be from spirit if they were being told to kill, which is quite a common one, I believe.
Yes.
That they're told to kill another human being.
Mm.
How could that be from the source of love?
Mm.
It cannot.
But it's interesting that it is a difficult area to what comes from our own brain as opposed to the mind, which, as Salim has told us, is spirit.
Yes.
Mind is spirit. This physical brain, it's more like a computer.
Gone haywire.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, that is a good description, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, I would suggest to all of you that you stay aware and alert, and just do not always accept too easily, but to question what you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the ego? Where does that come in between the brain and the mind?
Yes, that is also the physical part of the human being.
Mm.
The ego is part of the brain.
Mm.
That is what drives the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when it comes from spirit, it comes from the heart.
Mm.
I was wondering why we had an ego. Is it something to do with survival in our distant past?
Yes, of course. In the past, you needed to have some kind of spur.
Yes.
If that is the correct word to use, a spur to keep you alive,
yes.
To feed your family, to feed yourselves, to fight off other warriors.
Mm.
Yes. So, yes, it is part of the ego.
Yes, because we spend a lot of our lives trying to control our ego, because from that comes pride and all of that.
Yes. Not good things to have.
No.
Too much of anything cannot be good.
No.
Yes. But there is a saying in your world, I believe, a little of good, a little of something is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Too much is quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes very negative.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Giving the balance.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And I would say you're all very balanced human beings most of the time.
We all have our moments.
Yeah.
Yes. I did not wish to say it that way, but yes, you are correct. Yes.
Would it be possible to actually live without an ego? I can't see how that would work.
Well, it is part of the physicality of the human being.
Mm.
It is propelled by the brain, which is, of course, a big part of the body.
Yes.
So, yes, I do not feel you would exist too well without some form of ego.
Mm.
Mm.
As I said, there is the good and there is the negative.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you continue to strive for the balance,
yes,
then that is good.
Mm.
Yes. But I am sure, sir, that your ego is quite balanced.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Wonderful to talk.
Yeah. Do you come to groups teaching a lot, or?
Not too often. I am quite privileged that I'm allowed to choose the groups that I wish to speak to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sometimes it is very short, sometimes longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it, of course, depends on your doorkeepers or gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know there are different names for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I must say all of the ones I have come across are very loving beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I know you happen to have one who is, one would say, quite a character.
Yes.
I think.
Lovely, happy chappy.
Yes.
Yes.
Could you just tell me who told you, or how did you know that Sally Met would be coming to us next week?
Because I have been informed by a higher being. Yes.
Okay.
I have not received the knowledge, how would you say, one-to-one?
No.
No, it comes from a higher source.
Yes. And then they ask you to come through and tell us.
Yes, because I was coming and was happy to do so.
Yes.
I was given the information.
Right. So you were coming anyway?
I was coming anyway.
Right. Mm. And then they
yes.
just pop that in just before you came.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, thank you for that.
I would say before I go, I do believe you're very fortunate to have this one.
Yes,
we
record every meeting, I don't know if you know, and transcribe it and put it on the website, and we try to share the teachings as much as we can because they're so good.
Isn't that wonderful? I have listened to some of the teaching, if I may call it teaching,
yes, it is.
Before from this one, and yes, he has a real following.
Or in spirit as well.
Yes.
Is that the teaching he's been giving us, or has he been giving it to somebody else listening to?
I believe he only comes to this one group.
Right.
That's right.
To speak.
Yes.
But he also teaches us in spirit.
Uh-huh.
Because he comes from a higher source.
Yes.
Yes. So has he had, I don't know, things start small, but we have it's a fairly small following, I think, on earth.
Yes.
Compared to other teachers, but
the way that it works on earth is from one person to another.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the sea that builds and expands.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm.
But of course we have to wait for any teaching when he comes, when he decides, because of course he is coming to a lower level.
That's right.
Which I would imagine is not difficult, but different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Sally Met, it took him a little while before he was able to, he comes through Eileen, the instrument you're using at the moment, and it took quite a little while before he'd got it set. It was much easier for him. And
there's
been lots of work with Eileen quietly to get Eileen into a state where he can use her. So it has been a long journey, really, but it's wonderful. Now it's absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, remember with time, that time in our world is so different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you seem to feel it's quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is not.
Not, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Will we have access to the Sally Met teachings when we eventually pass to spirit?
If you so desire, you can access anything you wish.
Well,
yes.
That's something I never thought of, but why not?
Yes, whatever you wish to do. You know, some people enjoy the history of the worlds.
Yes.
Not just this world, other worlds.
Mm.
And they have all the information they wish.
Mm.
Were you once of this earth yourself?
A very long time ago.
Yes.
I believe, but so long ago that it means nothing.
Mm.
And I could not even tell you when that was.
Mm.
But yes, I have trodden earth.
Yes. Yes.
At some point.
So names don't mean anything to you?
Names and time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've been told that, in fact, memories do fade quite quickly in spirit world of earthly lifetimes.
Yes. It's in the same way. It's the reverse order of most people when they come to your world, that memory is usually erased.
Yes.
But for a few, of course, it remains.
Yes.
Mm. There is always exceptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, as you come back to Earth, your memories are erased.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to Spirit, the previous life you had is gradually erased.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because you need some time to unite with loved ones that you've known.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, it must be wonderful to suddenly remember all these people that you'd forgotten.
Yes. Mm.
As long as they haven't forgotten us.
I believe some have some big parties, if we can call it parties,
yes.
Because
yes.
That is the name you would recognise it by.
Well, I suppose they must be parties.
Celebrations.
Of some kind, yeah, celebrations.
Yes. Why not?
Very happy reunions.
Yes.
And if people have just come from Earth, they'll probably want to celebrate in a similar way to how they used to celebrate it.
That is the way of recognition.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
And if you always had parties on Earth, my goodness, you can bet that you'll have an even bigger party when you all get together over here.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be noisy up there.
Well, it's odd that you say noise, because noise is so different from Earth.
Yes, and of course there is no noise, is there?
It's
they don't have a voice
box. Gentle thing.
Mm.
And I know someone just telling me, the lady who's sitting next to me this way knows about music.
Sarah,
she does.
Sarah does,
yes. So can you imagine what you know now, and just how it can just treble, shall we say, and even music you would never have experienced here. It's wonderful.
We do have a lot to look forward to.
That's you do, but I don't want you to look forward to it too quickly.
No.
You still have time and things to do.
That's right, we want to,
we
to make the most of it.
Try and improve things down here if we can.
Yes, that would be good, wouldn't it not?
Is there a reason why some people's memory isn't erased when they come back here? Or is it just a somebody missed it?
It's just a strong desire to remember.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, you have your own thoughts and feelings, and some people retain that wanting the knowledge to remain.
Mm.
And that's what causes it. It is your free will.
Oh, right.
Even although you turn as a small child.
Mm.
That is not the soul.
Mm.
That is the new life.
Mm.
But when the soul is with the child, that is when the memory comes. Yes. It's not as complicated as it may seem.
Well, I expect we'll understand it all when we come over.
I think you will.
Yes.
Mm.
I think you all will.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now,
could we have a name?
Do I have a name?
Yeah, could we have your name?
Yes, my name is Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Thank you for talking to us, Malcolm.
And please come again if you wish. It's been very, very nice talking.
Do you know, before I go, there's a whole list of people who are returning here. And they never seem to come.
Oh, really?
But there's a list of people who have said to you, we'll come another time.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that shows how loved you are.
Oh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's lovely
yeah.
to know. Thank you.
Mm. Yes, I'm going to leave you with a little blessing.
Thank you.
I hope each one of you could feel it, that I give you each one small snowdrop.
Oh, thank you.
And that is for purity of life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm.